Hello and welcome to Dungeon Regular, a show about modules, adventures, and dungeons. I'm Nova, also known as Idle Cartoolery, and I am reading through Dungeon Magazine one module at a time. I'll summarise that module, talk about its strengths, weaknesses, and how it can be used at the table, or might impact your own homebrew design. Today I'm going to talk about White Death by Randy Maxwell, in issue number 6, July 1987. This is a dragon module. I like modules that just make dragons evil, and because it's a dragon hunting module, I think it's most interesting in Cairn, where dragons are really deadly. What can we take back to our table from White Death, even if we don't use it in our home campaign? 1. Brevity. This is in fact the briefest module I've read in Dungeon Magazine. It's only 5 pages long. In this case, brevity does not behoove the module. If you want to be brief, you've got to be particular about what you leave in. In this one, the thing that is minimized is the dragon itself, with most of the text given to the boring town of Polerton and to cold weather and travel. For me, this is a mistake. Number 2. Frostumulus the dragon is the most interesting thing in here. He uses the corpse of an ancient dragon as a distraction to sneak up on the party. He has trauma from past captivity, which triggers unusual behaviors. He wears a collar, or his captivity still. He takes advantage of bad weather if he's encountered in the wilderness, but he's not on the random encounter table, so you're not going to encounter him in the wilderness. I quite like the lair encounter. He doesn't need a dungeon to pursue you around. He's a dragon. But I think he needs to be on the random encounter table, and he needs to at first not be interested in you, and then slowly become aware of you and stalk you, particularly if you're wandering around the wilderness trying to find him. 3 is my next concern. You don't know where the lair is, so you're wandering around an empty hex map trying to find it, and he's not there. There's no factions there. There are only random encounters. Last episode I spoke about narrative, and here there's no narrative. How would I recognize this if I were going to run it? Well, the narrative is the dragon. I'd foreshadow a dragon attacking your home from a distance where the players can't help. Then have the dragon with his hands full of cattle or treasure fly past the player characters, maybe breathe on them absent-mindedly, and then ignore them. And then when they see it again the next day, it starts to show interest. I could put this on a ladder table, perhaps, so that the next item is more likely to happen, the next encounter roll. And that way, there's some dragon action built into each encounter, or probability built into each encounter, at least. The dragon gets to know the characters, and they get to know the dragon over time. Number 4. Bargaining with the dragon. I really wish that this had lent harder into bargaining with the dragon, because this is the juice of dragon encounters, in my opinion. This is a young dragon, so with a bit of effort you could characterize a really cool teenager with a power trip type dragon, stupid and playful but insecure. And there's bargaining chips, treasure, the town itself, and the dragon corpse. I could see the party befriending the young moody dragon and ripping off this cruel town. That'd be really cool. This is all here, to be honest, in the module, which is good. But it doesn't set it up well, it just alludes to it. I think that what we can do is do more than just alluding to the interesting social interactions that are potential in a module. That's White Death in a nutshell. I hope that you'll join me for the next episode of Dungeon Regular. If you have any questions, please reach out. I'm on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at Idle Cartoolery. And I write reviews and blog at playfulvoid.game.blog. Dungeon Regular is listener supported. If you'd like to support Dungeon Regular, please visit my Ko-fi at ko-fi/Idle Cartoolery. Our theme music is an extract from Turning the Page by Kirk Osamayo on the Free Music Archive used under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening to Dungeon Regular.